The king and queen sat court and ruled justly over their beautiful kingdom. A kingdom filled with all manner of vineyards, orchards, herds of livestock, and horses. The people of their kingdom were hardy and virtuous. One winter's mid-afternoon, an enemy of the kingdom sent spies to their land, who advised the enemy warlord of a route to the young princess Kyalili. An ancient crone, steeped in incantations of the mind, was smuggled into the princess's chambers, where the crone cast her darkness spell over the mind of the princess. The princess's mind snapped under the spell and she began rambling of imaginary lands and witches and wizards and unknown professors of fantastical schools of wizardry. The king and queen were heartbroken. They called all of the kingdom's wisest scholars and alchemists, learned doctors and healers to cure Princess Kyalili. The wisest minds of the kingdom requested the king and queen to send the princess to St. Berkeley. The princess was laid upon a soft litter of the softest fabric and was caravanned to St. Berkeley. The princess spent days upon days and weeks upon weeks with St. Berkeley. He was able to slow the ravaging of the mind from the evil curse that was placed upon the poor girl child, but he would not be able to cure her. His remedies would take years to bring Princess Kyalili to a functioning member of the royalty. However, he stated that the young princess's mind would remain that of a sweet young girl on the cusp of womanhood for all the days of her life. Princess Kyalili was carried back to her kingdom, where she began her recovery of the curse of the mind. Meanwhile, the younger brother and her heir apparent, Prince Darius, when he turned of age, swore a blood oath as he joined the ranks of the warriors of Valhalla. These elite officers held not only the shield of the king and queen's kingdom, but the shield of the surrounding peaceful cooperative kingdoms. With the power of 50 kingdoms, the Valhalla warriors traveled by land, sea, and air. These warriors had a unique ability to harness some of the more docile dragons and ride them into battle. As the months turned to years, there were rumors in the east of rogue dragons burning the vineyards and forests of the surrounding kingdoms. People were terrified. The king and queen and the recovering princess were forced to flee their castle and their kingdom. These dragons flew from the east and consumed their castle and their entire kingdom. Runners were sent to warn Prince Darius of the danger. They were stationed in the deserts of the mystical 29 Palms. The prince wanted to return home to kill the dragons and avenge the kingdom. The queen advised the prince that the learned ones stopped the winds and the dragons vanished from the land. As broken-hearted as the queen was that she could not see her son, she encouraged her beloved son to continue his current quest. The king and queen bid farewell to their kingdom and left it in the hands of the steward of caves. The king and queen desired a quiet, peaceful kingdom and found a quaint kingdom by a shining sea. A simple life without the finery of a noble court. The Princess Kaya Lily thrives near the sea. She continued to resist her fuge curse and embraced the gods of the sea. The princess used the gifts of the gods to minister to the elderly, bringing joy and comfort to whomever she attended. The heir apparent, young warrior Prince Darius, found and married his royal queen Chevalier, where they traveled as emissaries to distant lands of the Far East. They traded culinary wisdom and medicines with the mystic East doctors. They shall continue such grand adventures until such time as they decide to rule over only one kingdom.